One raid bite as it relates to the earlier part of the daf, and that is Daryavash. So the Gemara discussed Daryavash. Daryavash was one of the Persian kings, and as mentioned, his legacy, he's Yizocher Latoyf, because of the fact that he's the one that gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And the reason the Gemara discussed Daryavash is because the Gemara was a little bit conflicted in terms of its understanding of the Psukim, whether the years of Daryavash were counted like the Malchei Yisrael, in which case, Be'echot ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, whether they were counted like the Malchei Umay Sa'olam, in which case it would be Be'echot ben Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim. In some Psukim, it would seem that we count Be'echot ben Nisan, other Psukim, it would seem we count Be'echot ben Tishrei, and the Gemara said, like, Kasha kan koidim shehichmetz kan la'acha shehichmetz. There was a before and after, spiritually, in the life of Daryavash. There was a time that Daryavash was a kasher, and when Daryavash was a kasher, his malchus was treated like a melech kasher, like the Malchei Yisrael, and it's for that reason it was minisan maninan. However, later he was hichmitz, and when he was hichmitz, he was treated like Malchei Umay Sa'ilam, and it was in that time that it was meitishrei maninan. If you go through the Gemara that we went through in the first part of the daf, it would seem pretty clear that the Gemara was of the opinion that Daryavash was a non-Jew. Daryavash was an Ein Yehudi. What's the raya? So there's three rayas. Number one, you see that the Gemara held that Daryavash should be treated like one of the Malchei Umay Sa'olam. Chura, if Daryavash was a Yid, so why are we treating him like one of the Malchei Umay Sa'olam? We should treat him like one of the Malchei Yisrael. If he's a Yid, then he should be like the Malchei Yisrael. From the mere fact that the whole premise of the Gemara is that Daryavash should be treated like the Malchei Umay Sa'olam, it would seem that Daryavash was a non-Jew. Now the truth is, from Azak Kasha start minished, because there would seem to be an easy way out. You could say, Loilam Daryavash was a Yid. But at the same time, he was a melech of one of the Umay Sa'olam. He was a Persian king. He wasn't a melech of Klal Yisrael. He was a melech of one of the non-Jewish kingdoms. And it's for that reason the Gemara assumed that for sure, mitishrei manina. Meaning, when the Gemara says, Loishanu elo lemalchei Yisrael, avol lemalchei Umay Sa'olam, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means, it depends on whether you're a Yid or you're a Nanyan, or it depends on the Malchus. So Pasha, you could say, it's totally in the Malchus. And therefore, the Gemara held that even if Daryavash maybe is a Yid, but at the same time, he's a Persian king, and Persia is a non-Jewish kingdom. And because it's a non-Persian kingdom, so it makes sense that we should treat him like one of the Malchei Umay Sa'olam. But there would seem to be another makar in the Gemara, that Daryavash was a non-Jew. And that is, the Gemara said, that how do you know Daryavash was Hichmitz? And the Gemara brought a whole bunch of different possibilities. The first teretz, and the first makar that the Gemara gave, was because when Daryavash gave the Yidden permission to go build the Beis HaMikdash, and even gave them money to pay for it, and they should be able to bring karbanos. So it was very, very clear. He said, the reason I'm giving you all this is so that you will be umetzlayin l'chayei malkuvnoi. It's like this, you will pray, and you will bring sacrifices so that me and my family will have shefa bracha v'atzlacha. Meaning, he gave tzedakah, but he gave it shaloi l'shma. And because he gave the tzedakah shaloi l'shma, says the Gemara, that's a raya that he was hichmitz. Right, the Gemara. That's raya's hichmitz. Ha'omer selazu l'tzedakah b'shvil sheyichye b'ni u'b'shvil she'eskabal l'chayei oivam habarei tzedakah gamur. When it comes to tzedakah, for whatever reason, it's different. And there, even if a person does it shloi l'shma, it's a very chashuv a thing. Said the Gemara l'kasha. No, that's not a tzushtal. Don't bring me a raya from there, because kan be Yisrael, kan ba'oiv dekei chavet. When a yid gives tzedakah al menashen yichye b'ni, then he's a tzedakah gamur. But when an oiv dekei chavet gives tzedakah al menashen yichye b'ni, then already he's not a tzadik gomer. Then he's considered someone that's doing a mitzvah shalai l'shma. And in fact, it's actually considered a bad thing. But the bottom line is, you see that the Gemara is saying that Daryavash is a noivik kechavim. And therefore, despite the fact that Oim esel azul etztok b'shul sheyichin abini areiz a tzadik gomer, but Daryavash doesn't fall into that category. Because that's only true for a Yisrael. He was dach a noivik kechavim. Because he was a noivik kechavim, he's going to be different. So it seemed pretty clear in the Gemara that Daryavash was from the Ovdei Kechavim. The truth is, you can get out of this kasha as well. Because Rashi said, why is it that there's a difference between a Yid and a non-Jew? Because when a Yid gives tzedakah, being that he has a munah and betochen in the Eibishta, and his heart is in the right place, even if whatever he was hoping was going to play out doesn't play out, it's not going to cause him to suddenly be koira tagar and to have tainus and taroimus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But an Ovdei Kechavim is not like that.
So there would be mocking to say that Lo Olam Dayavish was a Yid, but at the same time, it could be he was like an Ovid Kechavim in terms of his Hanhaga, and as a result, he doesn't fall into the category of a Oymer Selazul Itztaka Beshvil Sheyichi Abni Hareza Tzadik Gomer. It's a little dachuk, but we can hear it. But there's a third raya, and this would seem to be checkmate. The Gemara said another source for how we know that Dayavish was Hechmetz. And the Gemara said it's based on something that Rabbi Bar Limo said. The Pasuk says, "Vayomer li hamelech v'hashegel yeshev etzlo." So Nechemiah describes the king Dayavish, and he's sitting next to the shegel. And the Gemara says, "What is the shegel?" Usually it would mean a queen, but Rabbi Limo said, "That's not what it means, a queen. It's not what it means." He had a Masaira that was referring to a kalbasa. It was referring to a female dog, and the purpose of the female dog was there for Arayas. Zok Rashi. So why does that mean that Dayavish was Hichmitz? Because Ubnei Noyach Huzuru al Kach. Because the Ben Noyach is not let it do gili arayas. Shenema v'hoyu l'basner echad yatzu behema v'chaya v'oif she'enon nasim basar echad she'enon yaldim in adam. So Rashi said, how do you know that Dayavish would have had a problem of gili arayas with a kelev? It's based on the fact that he was a ben noyach, and a ben noyach is muzer on arayas. If Dayavish was a yid, so why does Rashi have to jump to sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach? Typically, gili arayas and certainly bestiality is something that's usher in the Torah. So from Rashi, it's mefurish that Rashi held that Dayavish was a ben noyach. So again, just to break it down, there seem to be three potential Makairis in this short gemara that we have about King Darius, the Melech Dayavish, that would suggest that he was an Ein Yehudi. Number one, from the fact that the Gemara thinks that his Malcha should be treated like the Malcha Umay Sa'ilam, I hear. Number two, because the Gemara said that even though I'm a Selazul, it's talking about Sheikh Nabi, I raised a Tzamak Gomer, that didn't apply to Dayavish, because can be Yisrael, can be Oivdik Echavim, and Dayavish is from the Oivdik Echavim. And V'oid, because Rashi said that how do you know Dayavish would have had a problem of Gilei Arayis together with a Kalbasa? It's because he's a Ben Noyach. Ubnei Noyach Huzuru Alkach. So L'chur, it's clear in the Gemara that Dayavish was a non-Jew. There's a problem. You know what the problem is? We have a Messiah. It's a medrash in a few places. And in fact, Tosis brings it here in our sugya on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that Dayavish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. We all know the Purim story. And Esther was forced to marry Achashverosh. And Chazal say that when Esther married Achashverosh, Esther had a child. And the child was none other than King Darius, the Persian king, Dayavish, that gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the second base of Mikdash. The Lashon HaMedrash in Esther Rabbah Parsha Ches. Amar Rab Yudon Rab Simen. Dayavish HaAchroin B'Noshal Esther Haya. Tahar Me'imai. He was a Tahar from his mother's side. V'Tamei Me'aviv. But he was a Tamei from his father's side. The point is that Dayavish was the son of Esther. Now, if Dayavish was the son of Esther, that means Dayavish's mother was a Jew. If his mother was a Jew, by definition, that would make him a Jew. So l'chura, makshima olam, and this is a veltz kasha, this is a kasha that goes back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, that it seems to be mashma from the sugya, Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalet, anywhere from one to three places, that Dayavish is a non-Jewish king, l'chura. In Chazal had a Messiah that Dayavish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. And if Dayavish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, so based on that, l'chura, he's a Jew. If he's a Jew, why in our sugya is he treated like an Eina Yehudi? So before the Teretz, it's interesting. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says, Amar Rabbi Bar Lima, that Esther was married to Achashverosh, but she was also married to Mordechai. Now, the truth is, when you go through the psukim in Esther, it doesn't say anywhere that Esther was married to Mordechai. It says, Fatihi lo lebas, that Mordechai had adopted Esther. Esther, ke'in lo ava'im, uvemoysa via ve'ima, lokach loy Mordechai lebas. So Mordechai took Esther as a daughter. But Chazal said, al tikri lebas el lebayis, that really Mordechai married Esther. So Rabbi Bar Lima said that Esther was married to Mordechai and married to Achashverosh at the same time. She was married to two men at the same time. How's that possible? She would get up, she would leave Achashverosh, she would go to the mikveh, and then she would be with Mordechai. So she lived with Mordechai and Achashverosh at the same time. Tosfos, in a very, very small Tosfos, in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, asks a very, very famous kasha, and that is, Vimtoimar, how's it possible that Esther was married to Mordechai and Achashverosh at the same time? We know that Allah is that an amana, rachmana litzlan, a grusha, she's not allowed to remarry until 3 months pass. Even Yibum and Chalitza are not done until 3 months pass. The reason is because we're afraid that maybe this woman is going to become pregnant. And if she was mishtamish with two men within a 3 month period, so there's going to be a suffix who the father of the child is. So therefore we wait 3 months like this, there's not going to be a suffix. It's the halacha of Avchana. It's something we'll learn a lot about when we learn Yevamis and Ksubis, but this is Noshim Nezikin 101. There's halacha of Avchana, and it's a very, very big deal, because without Havchana, there can be major questions about the yichus of the child. So, Freik Tois Zakasha, how is Esther allowed to be with Mardchai and Achashverosh at the same time? What happened to Havchana? Tois says, V'yesh loymar, shahoysa mishameshes b'moich. Three words. She was mishamesh b'moich. And because she was mishamesh b'moich, it was impossible for her to get pregnant from Mardchai and Achashverosh. As a result, it was going to be Havchana. The Shagasariyeh, in Turei Yevin, in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yigimel Amud Beis, says that Tosfos never said who she was mishamish b'moich with. Tosfos just says shahoisa mishamesh b'moich, but Tosfos doesn't say with who. Says the Shagas Aryeh, it's pasha to me that when she was mishamish b'moich, she was mishamish b'moich with Mardchai. How do I know that? Because we know Esther had a child with Achashverosh. She had a child Ayavish. So if she had a child with Achashverosh, so it's obvious that she wasn't Mishameshes B'moich together with Achashverosh. So what does it mean, Hoysa Mishameshes B'moich? It means with Mardchai. And then the Shagas Aryeh said in the Turi Evan, and Svar, it has to be that way. Because there's no way that Esther would not have been afraid to be Mishamesh B'moich with Achashverosh. So what does it mean, Hoysa Mishameshes B'moich? She was Mishameshes B'moich together with Mardchai. The Marsha argues. The Marsha, on this Tosfos, says v'yeshloi mashahoysa mishameshes b'moich. Who was she mishamish b'moich with? With Achashverosh. And says the Mashah, it has to be she was mishamish b'moich with Achashverosh. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamis, shalosh noshim mishamishes b'moich: ktana, meuberes, and meinekes. A ktana, a meuberes, she's pregnant, and a meinekes, she's nursing. Esther says the Mashah wasn't a ktana, she wasn't a meuberes, and she wasn't a menekes. So she had no hetter to be mishamish b'moich. So with Mardchai, who's really her husband, she has no hetter to be mishamish b'moich. Must be she was mishamish b'moich with Achashverosh. Freik the Marsha, if she was mishamish b'moich with Achashverosh, had she have Daryavish? So says the Marsha, you have to say, that later on in the Megillah, Esther has no choice, and she goes to Achashverosh for the first time, b'rotzin. And what did she say? Kasher avadeti. She said, till now, every time I was with Achashverosh, I was ba'ines. So I was mutter to my husband. But now that I'm going b'rotzin, she told Mardchai, kasha avadeti, avadeti. Now it's over. Now I'm an eshes ish that was mezana b'rotzin. And because I was mezana b'rotzin, now I'm going to be aser. So she said to Marsha, so it comes out at that time, kasha avadeti, avadeti, Esther was aser to be with Mardchai. If she was aser to be with Mardchai, she didn't need the moich anymore with Achashverosh. She didn't need the moich. That's when Daryavish was born. That's what the Marsha says. So the Shagas Aryeh says, what is the Mishayis and Mishameshes b'moich? She was mishamish b'moich with Mardchai. That's how she had Daryavish. The Marsha says, no, just the opposite. She was mishamish b'moich with Achashverosh. How was Daryavish born? Daryavish was born after the kasha avadeti b'avadeti. In the Kuntras Achron of the Turi Evan, they bring this Marsha, and they say, if that's true, if you do the math, it comes out that Daryavish, when he gave the Yidden permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, because it comes out he wasn't born until at least 9 months after the Purim story. At least till 9 months after Kasher Avadeti Avadeti. If that's the case, it comes out he's 2.5 years old when he gave the Yidden permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. So all these psukim that we can barely read, Daryavish is saying when he's 2.5. Says the Kutras Achron, it's not Mestaber. And that's why the Shagas Aryeh didn't want to learn like the Marsha. And that's why the Shagas Aryeh held like the Shagas Aryeh said, which is that Shahoisa Mishameshes B'moich means she was Mishamesh B'moich with Mardchai. But really, either way you go, Shahoisa Mishameshes B'moich is a little bit tricky. Because if she was Mishamesh B'moich with Mardchai, the Marsha's Kasha, what happened to Sholish Noshim Mishameshes B'moich? And if she was Mishamesh B'moich with if she was Mishamesh B'moich together with with Achashverosh, then how exactly was Daryavish born? You're going to have a problem there as well. So either way, it's going to be a little bit of an issue. But the bottom line is, Azosh, this is the machloikis between the Shagas Aryeh and the Marsha, Hadol Rimshan and Tosfos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. But here's the bottom line. And that is that Daryavish was the son of Esther and Daryavish was the son of Achashverosh. So if she was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, so it comes out that he's a Yid. So if he's a Yid, so how's in our sugya Daryavish being treated like an Ovik HaChavim? L'chayra Daryavish is a Yid. So I saw in the Ha'oris from Rebbe Yashiv, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, so he says a beautiful pshat based on something that's really a longer discussion, obviously not for now. And that is, what's the makar to this idea that if someone's father is not Jewish, but
but his mother is Jewish, he has a din of a yid. It's really a sugya in Shas. It's a sugya in three places. It's a sugya mesechtes Yevamos daf memhei. It's a sugya mesechtes kedushin daf samaches. And it's also a sugya mesechtes kedushin daf ayinhei. The Gemara over there discusses oivid koychavim ve'eved shabal bas Yisrael. Havlad kosher or havlad pasul? Is the vlad kosher, the vlad's a yid? Or is the vlad pasul, the vlad is going to be a mamzer? We paskin that oivid koychavim ve'eved habal bas Yisrael. What's the halacha? The halacha is that Havlad kosher. And because we paskin that Havlad kosher, therefore that's the halacha l'maisa. Havlad kosher, the child is going to be a kosher. But the truth is, if you look in Rashi, Masechtes Kedushin Daf Samaches, and if you look in Tosfos and Masechtes Kedushin Daf Ayin He, they both say a very, very different shot in what it means. Oivet Koychavim ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad kosher. Again, we have a machloikis. Oivet Koychavim ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad kosher, Havlad pasul. Havlad pasul means the child's a mamzer. That's what it means. Havlad kosher, l'chura, means the Vlad is kosher. But Rashi and Tosfos both say it's not the pshat. You know what Havlad kosher means? Havlad kosher means the child is a non-Jew. Child's a non-Jew. When it says Havlad kosher, how can you say it's a non-Jew? It means kosher, that if it's megayer, it's going to be kosher. That's in contrast to a mamzer. A mamzer is a mamzer. Mamzer has no etzah. As opposed to a guy has an etzah. That guy could always be megayer. Like this, he's going to be kosher. So kosher means that it has the ability to be megayer. Now, we don't paskin like this shita. Even though it's Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya, we don't paskin like this shita. There is, however, one interesting maramakim. There's a Reb Kiva Eger in the end of Hilchas Milah, who Reb Kiva Eger says that if a baby's born, mother's Jewish, the father's not Jewish, the baby was born on Shabbos. The following Shabbos is a Mila B'Zmanah. Mila B'Zmanah is Deicha Shabbos. So Reb Kiva Eger says you shouldn't do the Mila on Shabbos because you should be Chayish for the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos that Oivet Koychavim Ve'Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael Avlad Kosher means really the child is not a Jew. And if the child is not a Jew, it doesn't have a real Mila B'Shmini, that's Deicha Shabbos. And as a result, don't do the Mila on Shabbos. Be Chayish for that sheet. So there is a basis for this sheet in Halacha. Reb Kiva Eger brings in the Vilchas Mila. Gevaldik. But the point is, which we all take for granted, there's a Rashi not that way, and there's a Tosfos not that way. So said Rabbi Yashiv, this Rashi and Tosfos is really a very big chiddush. Why would they have learned that way? Avlad kosher doesn't mean avlad. Chur, you would think it means kosher. Avlad kosher means it's a guy. It could be kosher like they geiris. So said Rabbi Yashiv, maybe the makar to that sheet was Dar Yovesh, half of a fellow. Dar Yovesh is mavur in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalad Amid Aleph had a din of an Ovi Kechavim. But Dar Yovesh's mother was a Jew. His mother was Esther. His father was Achashverosh. Oh, his mother was a Yid. So if his mother was a Yid, he should have been a Yid. The Teretz is, that's true. If Evi Kechavim, the Evid Abba Basra, Avad Kosher, means the Vlad is literally a Kosher. But if Evi Kechavim, the Evid Abba Basra, Avad Kosher, means that really the Vlad is a non-Jew, just a Shaykh Geirah. So maybe Dayovish was a Megayer. And if Dayovish was a Megayer, that's going to be the Teretz. In fact, Rabbi Yashiv said, what's the Iker Raya from the Sugya that Dayovish was an Eni Yehudi? It was Rashi. Rashi said that, what was the problem with Dayovish and the dog? Upnei noya chuzuru alkach. Rashi, bnei noya chuzuru alkach? Esther's his mother. His mother's a tzadekis. Esther Amalka. He's a yid. Rashi lishi tosoy. That says in Kedushin, daf samachesed, Rebbe Yashiv. That evit kachavim, evit abba bas Yisrael, avlad kosher means that the child is really a goy, it just needs geirus, and geirus can work. Oh, if that's the case, then really the child is a non-Jew. If the child is a non-Jew, then adarabba, it's going to be lishi tosoy. But just to end, I was thinking with one Vilde Chiddush, al derech achido, that's the disclaimer. And that is, it struck me, so learning the Gemara, and daf Yudgimel Amid Beis and Masechtes Megillah, Amar Rabba Bar Lima, Rabba Bar Lima said, Shehoiso emedes mecheiko shal chashverish, v'yosheves becheiko shal martchai. Rabba Bar Lima said that Esther lived at the same time with Achashverosh and with Mardchai. And I'm thinking, Rabbi Bar Lima, it sounds familiar. It was today's daf. We had Rabbi Bar Lima in today's daf. Rabbi Bar Lima said that who was the Shegel? The Shegel was a caliph. He had a Messiah that Daryovich was Nichshol with a caliph. So I looked it up. And Rabbi Hyman's Sefer told us, Tanam Amiram. And amazingly, Rabbi Bar Lima is mentioned in two places in Shas. Only two places. Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet Amid Aleph and Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amid. It's the only two places he's mentioned. He's mentioned in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet Amid Aleph and Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Bar Lima said two things in Shas. He said that Daryovish, the Shegel, was a caliph, that he was Nichshol and Arayis with the caliph. He also said that Esther lived at the same time with Achashverosh and with Mordechai. So I was thinking, maybe Rashi held that
Rabbi Bar Lima said in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis that Esther lived at the same time with Mordechai and Achashverosh. How could she have lived with Mordechai and Achashverosh? Tosfos Kasha. What happened to Avchana? The teretz you're going to tell me is Shehoisa Mishameshes B'moich. Now Tosa didn't explain who she was Mishamesh B'moich with, but maybe Rashi learned like the Marshal said that for sure she had to be Mishamesh with Moich with Achashverosh. Why did she for sure have to be Mishamesh B'moich with Achashverosh? Because with Mordechai only Sholish Noshim Mishamesh B'moich, only Ektana, Muberes, and Meinekes, and Esther doesn't fit any one of that criteria. So if that's the case, it comes out who is Esther Mishamesh B'moich with Achashverosh. If Esther is Mishamesh B'moich with Achashverosh, we have a problem. The problem is how is Daryovish born? So the Marsha said a doichik. The Marsha said he was born at the end of the story, at the very, very kasher avadati avadati. Now we don't need a moich anymore. Oh, but the kuntras achron and the turi heaven said it can't be because he's 2.5 years old. So Rashi was stuck. Rashi said, what did Rabbi Bar Lima hold? I don't understand Rabbi Bar Lima. Rabbi Bar Lima says that Esther's married to Achashverosh and Mordechai at the same time. Must be mishameshes b'moich. Who, for sure, with Achashverosh, can't be Meshavish B'moich with Mordechai. So if she's Meshavish B'moich with Achashverosh, there was no Daryovish. So maybe Rashi held that Rabbi Bar Lima couldn't have held of this Messiah, that Daryovish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. It's true, it's a Chazal, it's a Medrash. But Rabbi Bar Lima maybe had a different Messiah. Because if he held that Daryovish is the son of Esther and Achashverosh, he's stuck between the Marshal's Kash and the Turi Evans Kash. The two good Kashes. If she was Meshamish B'moich with Mordechai, Shalosh Nashim Meshamish B'moich. And if she was Meshamish B'moich with Achashverosh, then where'd Daryovish come from? And even if Daryovish came from the end of the story, he's 2.5 years old. Come on, he's 2.5 years old. The Turi Evitz Kasha, it doesn't make sense. It can't be 2.5 years old. So what's the pshat? The Teretz is Rabbi Bar Lima had a different Messiah. According to Rabbi Bar Lima, Daryovish has nothing to do with Esther. Oh, has nothing to do with Esther. Gvaldik, so Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Davdalan Amin Aleph. When Rashi is explaining who? Rabbi Bar Lima. It's the same Rabbi Bar Lima. Two places in Shas. The same Rabbi Bar Lima that the Rabbi Bar Lima said it was a Kalbasa, Frank Rashi. Rabbi Bar Lima, any other Tana Amir I can hear. Oh, but Rabbi Bar Lima, he's the one in Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Beis where it's Mukhrach. It's Mukhrach that Rabbi Bar Lima holds that Daryovish has no association with Esther because I have the Marshal's cash and the Shagazari's cash. I'm stuck. So if that's the case, what's the must be? He's a Ben Noach. If he's a Ben Noach, what's the problem? So Rashi has to call Teira. Ben Noach, Chuzru, Akach. Ben Noach also have a problem with Arayas. Shenebe, Vahoyu, Lebasar, Echad. Yatsu, Behema, Vechaya, Vahoyu, Sheena, Nasim, Basar, Echad. Sheena, Nyaldam, Mina, Adam. So Rashi, maybe what caused him to be Mefarish, the Sugya, that Daryovish is not a Yid, it's because he's saying it in Rabbi Bar Lima. And Rashi had one other sheet that's Rabbi Bar Lima in Shas. And from that other Rabbi Bar Lima, it's Mukhach. It's amazing. Two Rabbi Bar Limas that at first glance have nothing to do with each other, but maybe have so much to do with each other. And this is Rabbi Bar Lima L'Shitasai. And Rabbi Bar Lima L'Shitasai, Rashi had no choice but to say, this must be Benayach. Because you're going to tell me, Tar Me'imai, V'Tame Me'aviv. I hear it. We know that. It's Dazam Eseira. Aba Medrash is Chalukim. You find this throughout Chazal, that very often there's machlokes in a medrashim, and Rabbi Bar Lima must have held differently, because otherwise I'm stuck between a Marsha's kasha and a Shagas Ayis kasha. So it must be he held it was a Benayach. That's why Rashi had to find a makar that even a Benayach would have had this problem of Arayis.